Alan Jackson with Gone Country from South Okanagan Country Internet Radio. Ben's in from Walla Bakery in the Cannery Trade Center. How are you today?
Good, and how are you?
I'm fine. We haven't talked for a while. It's over a year, I think, we had you in studio.
Yes.
Good. How's it going for you there?
Nice. Still baking.
You're up early every morning, I guess?
Yeah, it depends. Yes, some days I'm baking earlier than the others. So.
Great. You're doing a special talk at Shadford Center on April the 14th, and they're saying that it's about bread, but we wanted to get you on the air just to, I don't know, just to outline a little bit about what you're going to be discussing that day then, Ben.
It's a shining light on the confusion about the bread and wheat and gluten and the difference between artisan baking and the commercial bread.
Right. Okay. And this breaks down for people that are trying to get healthier bread in their bodies, and that's the how you're making the bread yourself, isn't it?
Yes, it's about long fermentation, which helps break down the gliadin, which is the one of the components which creates the gluten, and it's easy to digest in this way.
Is it hard to get the supplies you need to make good bread now?
Not really. It's I'm using flours which are untreated and unbleached. And just about long fermentation, that's all.
Right. So you don't have to mill it. Do you have to mill it too?
No, I don't have to mill it. I have a good source of good flours. They're all grown in Canada. And there's no GMO wheat in Canada, by the way. And it's all natural flours.
Excellent.
Without the additives. I mean, some of the commercial bakers will use all the kind of additives and the conditioners to increase the proofing rate. Because it's not, it's all about fast, not about slow and long fermentation.
I know we talked more about soups than bread the last time you were in, but you were saying that most things that you make and all your product at Walla Bakery, you do everything in stages. You don't shoot everything out there quickly.
Yes, it's all about time. I make pickles, which are fermented at room temperature for about 2-3 months, depends on the room temperature, natural fermentation. And all this bringing out the lactic acid bacteria, which is good for our gut and the digestion system.
Good. When you started baking, was this the way that you were taught, or did it go through research to where you wanted to break it down and do it this way? Who taught you how to bake?
Well, I actually taught myself, and I grew up in a home that everything was made from scratch in the old days in Moldavia. And and eventually I'm still learning actually after 8 years. I'm still learning and getting over my mistakes and trying to improve what I'm doing.
What's the hardest part other than getting up really, really early every day to produce bread or make soups for a restaurant? What's it been like being in business at Walla Bakery, Ben?
It's interesting and challenging. It's people are not used to eat good bread, and it's a problem to educate people about the good bread.
Right, and that's why you're having this talk on the 14th.
Yes.
How are you going to present it? Will there be a question and answer session going on at the same time too?
Yes, could be. I'll just do a short presentation. We're going to sample. I'm going to sample some breads, and there will be a discussion about around it. I'm also going to talk about the book which is out, The Wheat Belly, which probably everybody knows about it, heard about it, which talks about against the wheat in general. And I would like to show that actually there's a not exactly it's not right, everything is right there, true about what's written in the book. Actually, it's a bit deceiving. So
there's probably some compounds that go into the bread that we're hearing are bad for us, and others that probably aren't as bad as we're hearing. Is gluten bad for everybody?
No. Lately, was a research done in the U.S. They found actually there's a gene responsible for the celiac. So about 40% of the U.S. population carry the gene, but only 1% have a really celiac. And celiac is not acquired, it's genetic.
Yeah, I've been researching some of that too. And I know that even on Vision Television this week, they're doing a feature about organic foods. They're calling it Organic Panic. So this is interesting that you'll be breaking a little bit of this down. Is it all about bread and wheat when you're talking this upcoming 14th then?
Oh, it's also about digestion in general. It's about slowing down and slow eating. It's a longer chewing, not only bread, but everything that we eat actually. And the longer you chew, the easier it will be on your digestion system to break down the food. It's about slowing down, actually.
We've all sped up our meal times too much. Were you eating slowly in Moldova at the time, as a kid?
Yeah.
Because people talked at the dinner table.
Yes, it's about eating around the dinner table. It's sharing the food, not eating in front of the TV or your computer or in your car even.
Yeah, habits have changed. Gosh, they've changed so much. Okay, well, we'll make sure that people know what you're doing on the 14th and with the presentation. So you're bringing down breads. People will be able to sample the bread. They'll sit down. They'll listen to what you have to say. They'll be able to answer questions. Is there anything else you plan on doing there, Ben, at the time?
It depends on the people.
I see.
Yeah.
You'll just shoot it out as it goes.
It will be interactive, so.
Okay, good. As far as business goes, what days are you open at Walla Bakery for people that are hearing you here today when they want
to
go in?
Tuesday to Saturday. And now when the market season approaches, I will be closed on Saturday. I'll be down at the market on Saturdays.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You did that last year too then?
Yes.
How does that go?
It was nice. It was hectic.
Yeah, it's a lot of extra work. I know that for all the farmers that come in from the Similkameen and everywhere else. There's a lot of prep work goes into it, but you meet a lot of people at the same time.
Yes, it's a lot of logistics. It's different than just being around the ovens. You have to take everything with you. So it's longer hours actually to work, but it's nice. I mean, yes.
What's your general work day? 2 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon?
No, it depends. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I start at 4. I usually close at 6 o'clock, so 4 to 6. Thursday, Friday, it's 2 o'clock, 2 to 6. Saturday, it depends, it's midnight to 1 o'clock till 4 o'clock. So it's about 14-hour, 16-hour.
No one else can do it for you, though, can they? Have you trained anybody that could give you a break once in a while or not? Sharon? Sharon's not cooking.
No, she's not cooking. It's difficult. People don't want to work in the bakery these days. Who wants to work long hours? And for low pay? I mean, it's challenging.
My uncle was the baker at Super Value in Nelson for 36 years, and we knew all about that. He worked long all the time. So when we see bakers, we know they're up early and doing what they have to do. Good luck on the 14th. We'll help you promote that.
Thank you.
If you'd like to hear Ben speak and learn more about breads and what's going into your bread these days, there'll be a special presentation coming up at Shatford Center again. It's on the 14th. And he's at Walla Bakery if you want to stop in there anytime too. Here's Michelle Wright on So Country.